Okay, well, hello one and all, and welcome to our second session. This one will be called micro-teaching. So micro-teaching is a tradition we have on staff at Harvard, where new people who join us, new teachers who join us, engage in micro-teaching. So what is micro-teaching? Well, micro-teaching is teaching. You know what teaching is? Yeah, okay. It's also teaching, but it's micro. Whoa. So what is micro, right? What is this micro and micro-teaching? Well, small, yes, exactly. So it's a small teaching exercise, no more than 5 minutes, for you to choose a topic of your interest, whether it's something from CS50 or otherwise, to teach to your peers in this room. Now, why are we doing that? Why only 5 minutes? Well, it's important, if you're a teacher, to spend this deliberate practice pitching a topic that you're interested in and spending that particular time to focus on improving your practice with that topic. So when I want to teach something, I will often pick out a particular topic and maybe just kind of teach it to myself in my head over the span of maybe 3 to 5 minutes and just see how I explain things, if I explain it well, or if I could explain it even better. And so the goal here is, again, to get that practice with your teaching and have other folks give you critique and positive feedback too on how your work is going. So to explain how this will work, could I actually get 3 volunteers to come down? We'll demo it together. 3 volunteers. Let's have... Come on up, yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Is this our 3? Okay, great. So, here's how this will work. If you all remember the group numbers that Guy gave you, you all remember those numbers, yes? Give me a nod. Yeah? I'm hoping so. So if you remember those numbers, we'll get into those groups for this practice, okay? And we'll go out to some breakout rooms to work on this together. Now, if we would have those groups together, we'll work it like this. So each person will bring with them their 3 pieces of paper, right? You should all have 3 pieces of paper if you were to hold those up so I can see them. Yeah. All right, if you need them, you can always get more, don't worry. You should also have a pen with you, all right? And let's go ahead and demo this out. So each person will have their piece of paper with them.
We did the same with the rest?
Yes, it's okay, yeah, for now. Yeah, right here is okay. Yep, so let's get into just a small circle, actually. All right, so in this demo, every person has brought to our table here a piece of paper, right? Now, one of us will be the group leader, and we'll figure out who that will be in just a bit, but one of us will be the group leader. And that group leader will set a timer for 5 minutes, exactly 5 minutes. Be sure to set a timer so no one goes over time. And the person to their right will demo their teaching practice. So let's say they want to teach perhaps binary search, you know, or maybe a bubble sort, whatever they want to teach, they can do it, but for 5 minutes, right? Computer science related if you'd like, but doesn't have to be, okay? Now, what's our next step? All right. So we are at the point where we have our group leader. The group leader has set a timer, yes? The teacher has gone, they're teaching their lesson, and now it's 5 minutes. They've taught for 5 minutes. The group leader should stop them. And now it's time to do the important part, which is leaving feedback, right? We want to know how to improve as teachers, and are we all friends here? Yes, we're all friends. So what we want to do is make sure we give kind feedback, but also feedback that helps others improve as well. So let's say we've done our teaching, right? And I'm going to leave feedback. So because there are maybe between 4 and 5 of you in a group, you can take your paper like this, just tear it in half. Not yet, but when you get there, just tear it in half like this, and you'll write some feedback on that piece of paper. So let's say somebody just taught, I'll write some feedback, we'll get to that in a minute, but both positive and something to improve. And then what I'll do is I'll crumple this up like this, and I'll crumple this up together, actually, if you wouldn't mind. Just take whatever you have, crumple it up. Nice. And then, nicely done, we'll toss it in the middle and we'll shuffle it up. So we'll take this and we'll anonymize it. And now we'll take the feedback back and we'll give it back to the teacher. So if I'm the teacher, I'll take this back. And now I have the feedback to take home with me to read on and improve, right? So now I have the feedback from the people who are with me. Exactly. And also, while we're there, it's helpful if the group leader might take this piece of paper and unfurl it, like this, and then read the feedback back so others know what feedback there was in the group, right? And the key thing is this is all anonymous. So we put the papers in the middle, we shuffle them up so people don't know who said what, okay? But the goal is to hear this feedback out loud, and the group leader should take on actually speaking that to their group, okay? Now, what is our next step? Let's see. After that, we've gone through one round. So ideally, this whole process of one teacher teaching, reading the feedback, that will take maybe 5 to 8 minutes or so, 5 to 10 minutes. We'll then go on to the next teacher and repeat the same process over and over again. Okay? Give me a thumbs up if that sounds reasonable to you. Feeling good? Okay. Thank you for your coming up and demoing. Feel free to go on back and we'll... All right, so the all-important piece of this is the feedback portion. Not so much how well you teach, but the feedback you give to others. And the really important part here is you pick both a thing that you liked about someone's teaching, that should be one comment, and you pick something that they could have improved upon, something that you want them to do better next time. And again, this is all okay, because we're all friends here, we're all colleagues here. I don't mind if, for instance, someone tells me that, Carter, perhaps you jump too much while you teach. Like, that's okay, right? I don't mind that because I want to improve in my practice. I want to help others improve in their practice too. Okay, so the goal is to be honest and open with each other as we do this in the goal of improving our teaching, right? Now, feel free to write more if you'd like, but that will be the gist of it. And again, the group leader will share the feedback out to the group and it'll take that feedback home with you at the very end. So make sure when you're done teaching, you take home your papers with you to read and improve for tomorrow, okay? All right, let's see what our next steps are. So if we have our feedback going, our next step is to get prepared here. So make sure, just a moment, we'll go ahead and find our groups. But you should have now, or if you don't already, we'll give you some, 3 sheets of paper, your CSUT pen, and you will find a table for your group. All right. So, let's get into our groups. If you said one at the beginning, could you raise your hand? You're one? One, all right, can I give you this? You are your group leader. All right, could you come on up? Just coming up to the middle here. Come on up. Yep. Come with me. Now, could you hold up your whiteboard big and tall so everyone can see it? Perfect. All right. Now, how do we say one in Indonesian? Okay, if you are part of that group, go ahead and follow over here. If you are in group one, if you said one with Guy, come down there. Now, two, how do we say two? All right, group two, come on up. Bring your paper and bring your pens, yes. Group three, let's come on down. Go over to Guy right there. Okay, welcome back everyone. I hope you had fun and hope you learned something from your peers as well. One of my own favorite teachers had told me that there is no learning without reflection. So there is no learning without thinking, right? So what you should do now is talk to someone next to you. What were the pieces of feedback that you got on your teaching? And let's see if we can find some common themes, some common feedback together. So again, our goal here, talk to someone next to you for 1 to 2 minutes. What pieces of feedback did you get? And figure out what you have in common. Okay, we'll come back in 1 minute. Okay, and let's come back from our conversations. I don't mean to cut you off. We'll come right back here. And why don't we share out in our big group? Could I ask, would anyone like to share what common pieces of feedback you found in talking to someone next to you? Feel free to raise your hand. Can we go here? Do you want to share what's on your mind? Yeah. Whatever you talked about that seemed in common between them. Yeah, go ahead. Me. I feel like you can use this.
Thank you. Don't worry, I'm not going to sing. Okay. First, I would like to give my comment to my other teacher. Mm-hmm. Some is very good, but the rest is like a bit lack with the structure of the micro teaching, and then how to like making the analogy to the contextual things. I think most of all like that. It's because maybe it's because short, very short time and no prepare, right? Okay, but I'm so glad my comment, I mean, their comment to me is very good. They said I have done a good job.
Great.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Yes, so certainly we didn't give you much time to prepare. Actually, we gave you no time to prepare, but that's actually kind of the point, is to just kind of see what you can do on the fly in some ways. And I hope along the way you got feedback that you can still use as you practice again, hopefully tomorrow, right? Let's see, maybe one more common person. You want to come up? Yeah.
I just wanna write. No. I just wanna read what my friend talk about me.
Oh, sure.
Okay. They say that I'm energetic. And then because you focus on me when I'm teaching. And then number two. Mantap. It's like amazing, just like, okay. And make I understand about new material. And then simple, clearly, contextual, I like it. And then very clear and strike to the point. And the time is too short and needs more material. It's like a cement, yeah. And then, yeah, it's like Miss Diana, we need more prepared to our material.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, and so I hope you did get some positive feedback too on your own teaching, some things to keep in mind as you go off and to actually keep doing, right? It's important that we not just figure out what to improve, but also what to keep doing in the future as well. Okay, so you should notice you might have some ducks on your table, and again, these are for you. Now, before we wrap up officially though, I want to give you just a bit of homework before we leave, okay? A small homework, all right? So, one, take your feedback with you. Yes, you should have, hopefully, some paper. Take that with you. Now, focus in particular on any improvements someone mentioned to you, okay? Obviously, you want to keep doing the things that are good, but think about what you could improve for tomorrow. And finally, tomorrow, we'll do another micro-teaching. And this time, perhaps you did something on CS50 or computer science or some other thing, but tomorrow, make sure you focus on a CS50 topic of your choice, okay? So you can think and prepare for tomorrow. You have much more time to prepare now, if you'd like. But come back tomorrow and we'll do the same thing, okay? All right.